A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, September 30th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stobe.
And I'm Marvelous Mflanga Nyahuye.
On Live Talk this evening, we are talking about fuel price increases as President Emmerson Mnangagwa prepares to present the State of the Nation address.
And to join this discussion, you can phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And you can also reach us on the internet if you want to listen to our English, www.voazimbabwe.com. For Shona, www.voashona.com. And for Ndebele, www.voandebele.com.
If you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the economic situation in Zimbabwe.
And as Zimbabwe today increased the fuel prices amid an economic crisis that is forcing many people to live from hand to mouth. The Zimbabwe Energy Regulatory Authority increased the price of petroleum from $11.55 to $11.76. It also increased the price of diesel from $12.08 to $12.42.
Many people fear that fuel price increases will result in the instant price increases of basic goods that will make it more difficult for them to buy goods like bread and others. Fuel prices have been going up almost on a weekly basis in Zimbabwe due to the declining value of the local currency.
All this comes at a time when President Emmerson Mnangagwa is set to present the State of the Nation address tomorrow. MDC members of Parliament of the MDC, led by Nelson Chamisa, gave Mnangagwa a torrid time in the last State of the Nation address. The party says Mnangagwa is not the legitimate president of Zimbabwe.
Namhlanje ku VOA Studio 7 Live Talk sixoxa ke ngokuthi ke umthelo wefuel usukhuphuliwe futhi nguhulumende weZimbabwe. Siyabona ukuthi ke iprice ye petrol ikhuphulwe kusukela ku $11.55 yaya ku $11.76. Kubese kusiba ke idiesel isuka ku $12.08 yaya ku $12.42. Abantu abaningi bayisaba ukuthi njengoba khona kusokwenzakele sokuyaphinda njalo emhlolweni ukuthi ke amafutha ezimota amafutha lokunye okutshiyeneyo kunokokupheka ezindlini kukhuphuke njalo nje. So siyabona ukuthi abantu abaningi bathi bathwele nzima kwamanje ngokuthenga impahla etshiyeneyo. Sikhuluma nje kusasa umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ukhangelelwe ukuthi uyakwethula lokho kubizwa kuthiwa i-State of the Nation address. Siyakhumbula eyanyaka enye ukhanya zani babe mhloza sibili ekwenze khonokho njalo abanye ke abazange behambe ku-State of the Nation address abe-MDC besithi phela umongameli lo bathi kayisuye wakhethwa ngemfanelo kwele Zimbabwe. Ye, so sixoxene ngalokhu sicela ukuthi nxa lisilandela ke kukhasi lethu le-VOA Indebele lifake ke khonapho ke inombolo zenu ukuze silifonele njalo laku-VOA Shona kuzobuya le-VOA Studio 7 lifake ke imlayezelo yenu njalo lifakele nombolo zenu selifonela khona manje. Siyabonga.
Aiwa, kunewo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa. Tinokuchingamidzaiwo pano paFacebook page yedu yeVOA Shona. Nasi tiri kutarisa isu zviri kuitika munyika apo nasi taona mutengo wemafuta uchikwira. Taona mutengo wepeturu uchikwira, mutengo wedizeri uchikwira. Uyezve mangwana mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vari kutarisirwa ivo kunge vari kuita State of the Nation address mangwana ekutarisa vachitaura kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei munyika. Tiri kunzwa zvakare kuti vadare veMDC inotungamirwa navaNelson Chamisa pari zvino vari kuti ivo pane zvavari kuda kuona kuti vangaita sei mangwana sezvo vasiri kufara nemafambiro ari kuita zvinhu munyika. Saka kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tinokuchingamidzai, uyezve kune avo vachangobva kuona kuti ona ipo pano paFacebook page yedu yeVOA Shona tinokukwazisai. Kana muchida kuti titaure nemi pachirongwa nyorai nhamba dzenyu, makanyora zva zvakare makode numbers enyu kuitira kuti tikwanise kunge tichikurukura nemi. Tembi Maravanyika ari kuti evening studio 7 munoda wafa muchanyo ari kuti maswera sei zvenyu. Vana Sisimavi, Courtney Mepi, Courtney Top Feniedo ari kuti happy birthday Sisimavi. Mavakuva varirawo kusvika pamangani. Handizosviki pazana asi aiwa tinotenda Mwari, tinokutendai. Top fan yedu Austin Zapasi ari kuti tichachova mabhasikoro gwendo guno, hanzi nekukwira kuri kuita peturu nedizili, gwendo guno tichachova mabhasikoro. Johannes Kosa Masowe ari pano ari kuti kwazisa. Patricia Sibanda Burawa ari kuti maswera seiko vakoma mavhi. Na mkoma wande havapo, asi ndina mkoma Gibbs ipo pano, saka
I think I'm happy that I'm looking like wande.
I don't know. Yeah. As happy birthday vakoma, aiwa tinokutenda. Simeon Banda, so, Hans Maneru, Studio 7. Munoda wafa muchanyo, aruti happy birthday Sister Marvelous, wishing you many more years to come, aiwa tinotenda. Gibbs.
We've got our first guest, and that is Mr. Michael Ndiweni. He's an independent political and economic commentator. He's based in Bulawayo. Mr. Ndiweni, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Gibbs.
Yes, so can you give us your take on the fuel increases today?
Yeah, there's a crisis. So right now, I am at one of the pickup points, and these guys have increased in fares to $4 as I speak right now.
Mm-hmm.
So people are getting stranded. If you're prepared for a $2 trip, now you need to look for another $2. So it's really bad. I mean, it's really bad.
So now, looking at the situation as you are describing it right now, how difficult is all this when these fuel increases are going up every Monday?
Yeah, like I said, it's difficult because I think it's not only the fuel, even the price of basic commodities are skyrocketing every day. And what does that mean to a person? People will not eat. I'll just use the word, like, people are now eating like dogs. They have one meal. The dogs that we keep, sometimes we feed them once a day. I think we're now likened to dogs. I mean, very, very painful situation that people are going through right now. And seemingly these prices are going up almost every week. Every week they are just going to fuel. And people are being thrown to poverty almost every day.
Yeah,
so it's really a very, very, very painful situation.
Ye nxa sikhangela ngesindebele sibili nxa sikhangela kunapho lapho khona baba Ndiweni sizokuthwa kade umelo kade umchova akusithethe umchova buyimalini njalo kono ukuthi kukhuphuke intengo yamafuta ezimota kuaffecte kangalani khona.
Ye abantu abanye sebesandile lapho nxa abantu ade buya besibagada amadollars etshela amadollars ngenkathi ezinze umchova ngapha benginile nje ngizomkhathi omunye umuntu kade siyavunye indawo afika wathi wafuna $4 nxa engafuni yasale emini.
Tulukunzwa
muri kutaura imi kuti pamuri papo matowana mitengo yemichova ichikwira titsanangureo kuti zviri kufamba sei.
Which language ngaikhuluma eliza?
Yeah, I think it's not comfortable with Shona.
No, that's fine. So let me read some of the comments. Courtney Mepi, Courtney Arusi, please, ndifonerei. Kolomani Masaka, arikuti muri seiko Sisimavi aiwa tiri wadi. Fraser Chicks Nathan, arikuti good evening fellows all around the globe. I'm watching you live all the way from Johannesburg. Backup Michael Wesa, arikuti happy birthday tete vangu mavi aiwa tinotenda. Ndirikuona Aunty Hilda Nkomo vari kutindifonerei vari kuti happy birthday my dear, my number is, ndobva vaisa number zvese necode number yavo. Aiwa tichakufonerai kuti mupinde muchirongwa. Kunavo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa, tiri kutarisa isu nekukwira kuri kuramba kuchiita mitengo yepeturu nedhiziri. Vamwe vari kuchema chema pari zvino vachitoti kwavari kugara ikoko apo vaiedza kuti vachienda kumusha kana kudzimba kwavo nhasi vachibva kumadzibasa kubasa vabva vaonekwa yevo michovha yakwira. kupera. Saka uyai pachirongwa tichionesana kuti muri kuona sei zviri kuitika izvi uyezve mangwana tiri kutarisira kuti mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vachange vari kutaura ivo mamiriro akaita zvino munyika. Saka pindai muchirongwa tionesane.
So now, Mr. Ndweni, tell us a bit about the state of the national dress. Does it have any impact in terms of Zimbabweans' lives? You know, like you as an individual, what will it mean tomorrow?
Yeah, the state of the national dress, for me, I am not expecting any surprises. Why I say so, because I think we've been so good in rhetoric than action. So my thinking is that nothing new will be said, but there will be a lip service on corruption, lip service on reviving the health sector, lip service on dealing with the energy crisis. And even lip service on fuel and so. It will be promises after promise, but I think we take action. Because for me, really, it's almost a year after elections now. Actually, it's a year and a few months after elections. We should be seeing meaningful, concrete action from government. But this government has been promising, and people are falling into poverty. Every day, people are thrown into poverty. So for me, really, I'm not expecting any surprises. From the sauna. So for me, it would be just the usual routine event that will come and pass.
Now,
I think we could have done drastic, action if we're serious about dealing with the economy. But I think as things stand right now, you see people are really suffering.
Yes, okay. Hold on there. I know that you wanted to be here for only 10 minutes. We'll take a caller and come back to you very shortly.
Okay.
Hello, Mkoma.
Makadisi zimave.
Tiri wadi, tukutawana nani uyezwe muri kupi?
Na Mkoma Patsoni, Zimbabwe, mashanana zaendela kubindura.
Kwa kadi kubindura uku?
Bindura kuri nani, na amo chesu.
Ai, watawara iti nzwe Mkoma. Kwa kamira seipanya iyo iye kukwira kwe mafuta ni zimu?
Isusu kuno kufio ita $13 papamba. Papamba pasha hapana patiri ita 13, nyambengeri pongwa di iti lefeatea. Saka iri kutowanika mumakoronyera makonye machiri kuita $85 5 liters. Saka uona kuti zvinoda kutaurwa zvemutungamiri wenyika mangwana hazvishandi because hapana chaakaendera tikatosaka pakaikoko vakaadhiresa musina vanhu vaifanira kupa zvichemo vakabuda vasati vataura. Saka hatina zvichemo hatina tinyanga sekutaura because nyaya nitongotaura ndekuti takafamba zvakanaka takatambirwa zvakanaka. Tosoro kwana kutokwanisa kutaura iyo vachitinye pera tiri kuno zvedu tiri kutamba nhamo zvisiita mubhumira mushe zvekuti zvanga zvaakuda kuti vana vezimbabwe tibatane chinodziondoka inotoparadza vanozofarawo vanhu vanogarika saka isu takaramba takasingoti aiwa zvichanaka mwari haana paachasikuburuka achisikunomira apa achitida vezekununurai andotinunura mukunge isusu tabata.
Saka zvinhu zvakadai
tega tega tiziye panomira timbosiyane zvemapato nekuti zvemapato tounyatsozoti hazvichashanda muzimbabwe taangodiwa ndechotoisise musoro pamwe nokuti ndisiri kufanidzara ivo vachingotaura zvavozvarikwachitaura teshekwadzia kuno kumusha uno vozvavafanire kumusha unoku hatina kubve taivhotera zvamutei takatoshandiswa kuti mavhotesaenge yakushedzera anga abva kupi zvakatonetsa matunhu esi ari kuno hatina kuivhotera tatoneta naye nekunyeperwa.
Saka pari zvino
zvakawanda zvinotorwadziwa zvekuti tareke pamunomboshedza vamwe vanengechitaurara Joseph Chuma akatafadzwa mugwada tinototiita hasha zvodi takasanga navo parodhika vachitiumachiisana vanhu vedu tinovakunza zveshuwa nehasha dzatinazvo.
Kutombotarira zvinhu muzvitoro
kuti idzo nyika dzekunze idzi hadzikwanisiwo here kugosa mutongo inga dzimwe nyika tinonzwa chiti vanhu vapuwa mutongo vazotongwa neinternational criminal court inyaya dzekuabvisa vanhu but koye Zimbabwe yakazonyanya kutodiira vanhu vanotyisa zvakadii zvekuti vangabva vatoregerwa kudaro.
Kutombotarira kukwira kwezvinhu muzvitoro zvakamira sei pari zvino zvichiteera kukwira kwaita mafuta?
Bhare sipo riri kuita $20 kana ndisingakanganise mafuta ari pa$45 2 liters kana ndisingakanganise shuga iri kuita $27. Saka moona kuti unotengei unongochisenzera mari kg yenyama yekuita $40 kunengeonewana 4 kana 5 Mutenga nyama yemari. Hapana chaunotenga munyama itatu ngorama nematemba ari kupima mukagaba keyo kugadika nzi ukaziya ndiwo ari kari kupima kukaye karuta $6. Saka upenyu hwacho ndinenge ndichitambira mari pazuva.
Kupane vamwe vari kutaura nyaya ye
ameno
ehe iko cash pari zvino iri kushanda here kwamuri ikoko tambonzwa kwapa pane kutaura kwakawanda nasi
I want to know.
Gibbs, we're hearing there, yes. Our caller is saying that he's very upset, he's in Bindura, but he says where he is actually petrol, he's going up to $13, and he says people have now resorted to just having like ration, you know, like matemba. I'm not sure what matemba is called, you know, the little fish.
Yeah, it's matemba even.
Yeah, matemba. He's saying that people are buying in a little can, like a yogurt can. So he's saying he just feels like tomorrow the state of the nation, the president will just pay lip service, like what our guest was saying, because he says he doesn't see anything coming out of whatever it is that the president is planning to say tomorrow.
And he was saying that a 5 liter of fuel is $85, right?
On the black market. Yes. So, you know, very, I don't know how people are coping, Gibbs, you know.
It's tough, man.
Yeah.
So let's bid farewell to Mr. Michael Ndiweni. Mr. Michael Ndiweni, 30 seconds, can you say your last word, sir?
Thanks, Gibbs. My prayer is that a miracle could happen tomorrow. Maybe the president says something that, and then there's action the next hour. That's what I'm praying for. But from what we've seen, I'm not hopeful. But I just pray that something drastic happens tomorrow that we deal with people that are faced by citizens of this country.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndiweni, and have a nice day. So okay. I think we've got Hilda Nkomo.
Yeah, regate tore. Auntie Hilda Nkomo, tunokuchingamizai. Hello. Auntie Hilda Nkomo.
Hello.
Ehe, taura yenyu tinzwe.
I'm so stressed up this month. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. It comes at a very stressful time for everybody at the moment.
It's so stressful. I'm here overseas in the UK. But my problem is, when we are facing the situation in Zimbabwe, it's so challenging. At the moment, the fuel is going up every day. Food, all basics are going up. How are the people surviving, yet they are underpaid? No one is getting $1,000 of those bond notes a month. And I don't know how they sacrifice, how they survive with families, no matter a family or no family. And after all, most of the people in Zimbabwe, they are renting. And I heard, you know, when people are just saying their things, the gossip, they come to make the truth. People are paying now, most of the lenders, they are asking for U.S. dollars. And the government is saying they don't want U.S. dollars in the country. And people are still struggling, you know. I don't blame anyone now, like the country has got 3/4 of the population. How are they going to survive? We can blame them, but you know, this country has pushed us, all the nations, to do things which are not necessary. And I heard that the president is going to have a speech tomorrow. If it was me, the only thing he was going to do is just to face the reality, just to say, I'm offering my resignation, because now it's really tough. I don't think is going anywhere. From year 2017 up to today, he's still walking, traveling all over the world, but he's not bringing anything. The basket is being brought empty.
Mm-hmm. Aiwa, mashoko makukutu, anti uda mongoti gaga, ane shona mozo, tawara na Gibbs nesindebele.
All right. Ninja ni mkoma Gibbs.
Yes, ya pila wakulu ye mama. Akuchu kutuwe nubwana njano kwenza gala kuna wale Zimbabwe.
Lapa wenza gala Zimbabwe kusisubu shungu. Kia kakalisa, uyakwa zbukiti na singa hapa kia sebenza. Kia badalwa, okufaneleyo, okwenelee ngokusebenzele. But ungakhangela thina esilembule eZimbabwe, abazali, ama-extended families, abanye abantwana khona ngale. Imali ebazuza ukudla during the month. Imali zakhona vele azikhulumeki ngoba konke okudliwayo nxa ufuna isinkwa kathesi bathi $10, $11 somewhere. Ichukela yonke into amafutha konke inyama kathesi ma ufuna isitheko ikilo it's about 28 to 29. Uyabule malini eyokuthi wanelesi ukuthi uenele ukuthi abantu badle kumbe ube nabantu bemzini uzabazondela noma utho uthi angikwenziwe ngoba kunzima.
Yes, yakuzwa kakhulu
sibhedlela kathesi ngibe ngikhangela kwenye documentary. Abantu bayakhala ezibhedlela bayafa, akula malima lezibizwayo azikwaniseki. Mina ubaba wami ngikhuluma nje okwami engikubonileyo not okokutshelwa, ngibe ngiseHarare hospital. Ubaba wami egula, every tablet, everything, ama-drips konke sibe sikuthenga ngemali. Baza kutshela ukuthi kabahambe kuscan, iscan ingathatha kuyathiwa badalani i-disk yakhona kumele iyeplayo somewhere not in the hospital. And kumele uyebhadala. Uzisa ubuhlungu shuwa.
Yes, yakuzwa ntombi endala. Sibonge kakhulu ngoba kulabantu abaningi asebengenile lapha kuhlelo. Ungatshelelwa kusasa mama. Bye bye.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, dear. So we've got Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya, an independent political commentator, and Mr. Joseph Chuma, a ZANU-PF member. We'll start with you, Mr. Joseph Chuma. We see that fuel prices have been going up every week. In 1 minute, what can you say about that, Mr. Chuma?
Good evening, Gibbs. How are you?
Thank you so much.
Yes, what we're not putting into perspective is the issue of our moving away from the US dollar to our local currency, the Zim dollar. So we're still under a play of realignment of the rate itself. Mm-hmm. As we know, it once ballooned to over 1:23, almost 1:25, and then because of the freezing of accounts, it came down to about 1:17, 1:16, and now this echo case thing, it might even go a bit further down. But what we need to realize is that when we say the fuel price has gone up, we're saying it's gone up to probably say $12 or $11 per liter, which is the Zim dollar component. And if we convert that into the US dollar, you discover that we're still below $1 US. So really, figuratively speaking, it is really unfair to say that things have really, really gone up. Like, for example, if you say bread is $9, at the current rate now of 1:16, it means that bread is less than a dollar US, like real US dollar that you use in America or anywhere else. So if we look at it that way, and then we begin to see another way of reasoning things out of this, what we need to be speaking about is saying, why are we not yet aligning our earnings according to this rating that we actually have? If somebody, say, in a supermarket is earning $300, that was US dollars, why are they not then saying $300 multiplied by the current rate, which is 1:16, then you get the actual money that they're supposed to earn now in the Zimbabwe dollar context? And then that way, things will start making sense.
Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Chuma. Let's bring in Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya. Baba Ngwenya, akumpendule khonapho ngamafutshane kulomunye umuntu obambileyo khona ecingweni. Ye, qhubeka baba.
Yeah, very bad. Now, isiyazi phela ukuthi vele abantu bezanu phela bazadinga nje isizathu sokuba belokhu bechafisa ziyathengisela nje ukuthi abakavumi ukuthi uhulumende wabo lo uyehluleka. Akulalizwe lingakhwela iphetho ivinyi laviki lokhu kwele iphetho ukuthi bele kuyatshengisela ukuthi kabakaqoqi kuhle ukubusa kwabehlula.
Ye, so-ke sizokuthiwa silo muntu ecingweni lapha-ke kungabe kumba
aiwa tinokuchingamidza yini nemufaro siTabitha Manyoni. Hello.
Hello, Muritei.
Aiwa tiri wadi tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ah, tinoti ngachiti happy birthday.
Aiwa tinotenda.
Ah, chokwadi. Zvinhu zvakaoma kunyika kunoku marwadzo chaiwo.
Chii chiri kuitika?
Pamutengo apa tizoti zvichagumira nekupi because zviramba zvichingokwira every day prezerona nhasi asi uya unozoona iriko mangwana zvei zvatochinja saka zvinhu zvacho zviri kurwadza zvokuti mari checho haichatombokwani pamwe bedi pamwe nzi tapuwa ma 70 million bond pamwe ndoti zvingatoite kozi mari ati kupuwa ma 600 yazuda checho yangokwana kutenga lofreji imwe nejoli zvatovharana.
Saka tiri kuona nhasi tanzwa kuti mutengo wemafuta ekufambisa wakwira. Ko zvimwe zvakadai semichovha zviri kufamba sei? Tambotaura nevamwe kuBulawayo vachiti pavanga vava kudzokera kumba nhasi vatowanikwa ivo vachitadza kuti vatore muchovha nekuti wakwira.
Vanototiwafiwa vakakwira otokwira. Isusu keduwo vanombotiwo $3 kana kuchipinda mutown kudzokawo nenge wakunzi 4-5. Saka inonhasi pandapinda mutown ndikatsvaga keshi ndakwira hangu ne4 pakudzoka ndopana ndi $5. Saka vanongoti tikuitifambirana nezviri kuitika munyika nezvavo mafambisiro avanozviita.
Kana muchiti mamuri kutsvaga keshi inotsvagwa kupi keshi?
Anana mutown unotsvaga keshi kune vanopa vemichael keshi vanhu vanoti makeshi auto evanhu ndinokangana ndanotsvaga kuti ndiwanewo keshi but kwese natendiratoni yese ndaishayiwa keshe chingonzi hatina saka ndobva ndazopatsira ndizongodzoka cause vevova vekutaa ndiwanombopawo keshi saka navanhu vachovesa mwachingoti hatina inenge iri muko keshi.
Aiwa mashoko makukutu tinokutendai anti kunge manga muinesu. Tiri kunzwa kuti naDonald Mamboma. Mukoma Donald, pindai tinzwi.
Asera sei happy birthday ndemazenda.
Aiwa tinotenda, taurai tinzwi.
Ndau mhoro dzangu kuti dzei vachangobva sisi vachangobva mukutaura tabhesi. Nyika yedu yakangooma mbuviseke mazenda zvanizvo kuti zvichanaka sei kana kuti riini.
Mutaura
ine vanhu vanoteerera vanhu vanokoshesa zvichane basa resimbi zvinonedza vatungamiri vedu nevanotitonga vari mberi.
Saka munoona mutungamiri wenyika vachizotaura chii mangwana? Tinoona vane state of the nation.
Handipooni pasiona yavo achiadhresa mangwana, handipooni pane chichachi chataukwa. Ndozvo zvatangogara tichingohwa nezvatangogara tichiziva. Nokuti chinodiwa paka kuimplimenta mike kitongoramba kutaura problem sesolution. Vanoda kuti paimplement zvacho zvavanonge vachitaura ndozvavanofanga kuti vazadzekuti kungoramba vachitaura zvine zvavakugara zvichingotaurwa izvozvo. Kuti chakirika mabasa chakirika vachiyazodaiada hatina chatinoona pagiraundi ngavakiriti vatiudzi hatidi kuudzawo kuti chakirika mabasa ngavakiriti mabasa tizozoona kuti mabasa avapo but havana kana clue.
Aiwa
ndo vakakireta maproblems aya saka hatifungi kuti tingambo nebatsiro ratingambowana kuvanhu ivavo hapana kana batsiro kungotambisawo nguva yazvionerio kuteerawo izvere dzinohaia dzingahatina zvatingazvita.
Aiwa tinokutendai chaizvohapana
chinobuda tete mas
ehe tinokutendai mukoma muve nezuva rakanaka. So Gibbs, we're hearing there from Tabitha and Donald, who are also echoing the same sentiments that they don't see anything coming out of SONA tomorrow. And Tabitha is actually saying she tried to use the EcoCash cash out system, but she could not get any money. And from what we're seeing, I saw something online where they were saying something like, there's been a ban, but I cannot substantiate that. We will look further into it and then come back and inform our viewers and our listening.
Yes, this is Okutake Slow Monte Kuen Lapa. But before I take that caller, there is a story on Zim, on ZPC Online, and it reads in part, ZANU-PF Secretary for Administration Comrade Opet Mpofu says the party is considering converting the Blue Roof residence to a museum or monument for the benefit of the party. So this means that maybe ZANU-PF Marvelous is moving towards getting its property from the Mugabe family. So we are not quite sure. Maybe we are going to update the story as it unfolds.
The story seems to be very fluid, Gibbs, yes. Because the Minister of Information have also tweeted out something. But take your guess while we are pulling out.
So we have
they are saying something different. So there are two different views. But we'll come back to you. You can take your guess.
So now, Sibuyele kubaba uRejoice Mngwenya. Kumbe ngisenga kayi uRejoice Mngwenya. Baba Joseph Chuma uzwile lapha abantu bakhuluma. Abaningi bathi even state of the nation address iyayenziwa kusasa yokuchitha isikhathi nje siyakwazi ukuthi lesikhathi esilutshwane ulathi khonapha. Sicela uphose lakho khonapha baba.
Well, state of the nation address izaba khona kusasa. So into ephathekile ukuthi kona abantu basilaleleni isizwe bona umongameli uyabe esiphatheleni. Kulokuzeni into yethu leyo ukuthi kona into even ingayenzakali sesihle sisola into embi kakhulu lolu hlazo esintwini sethu akwazi kube khona angathi uthatha ngabi lokho. Asiyekeleni into ibuye even labesingizi yami bathi cross the bridge when we get there and manje thina sesigijimela ukuthi sehle silokuza singakezwa lokuthi utheni and uthi uza kuthini. Asimeleleni akhulume, angakhuluma ke hawu sesingafaka-ke iprogramu lesikhuluma ukuthi hawu limzile uthe hhayi lokhu kuyabambeka, hhayi lokhu akubambeki, then sesingakhuluma into ezaba nomkanjo ezayenza ukuthi kube lesi sinde sibekwazi ukuna sivela ngaphi siyanga.
Hhayi siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke, sizathi sikukhulule khona manje ngoba ucelile ukuthi ube khona mba for umzuzu emlutshwane. Sibongele kakhulu, ungathela kusasa baba.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu. To the lady over there.
Thank you very much. Maybe just update. There is a tweet by the Minister of Information that came in 57 minutes ago. It says both ZANU-PF and the government are led by one principal, president, and then they say that E.D. Mnangagwa, his position regarding properties which are due to be transferred to the family of the late comrade R.G. Mugabe is that he will honor the commitments he made. These properties will be transferred as planned. So it's a developing story. It's I think it's like the burial.
Yeah.
So we'll now keep you posted.
Mugabe is still alive. So let's have Ubaba say Cingwane, Sizo Tumbani. Mbani, you call a Colombo Cingwane, Kunjan?
Yebo, Nkomo.
Yebo, Nkomo, Linjan.
Hai, ngiyaphila, ngiseBotswana.
Yebo, Mbani, Nkomo.
Coming to Nkomo.
Coming to Nkosteli ukuthi wena ukubona njani khonoku ukuthi intengo yamafuta ezimoto ihlala ikhuphuka nje mahlayana uzokuthiwa ngomvulo kunje kunje njalo le state of the nation address. 1 minute akugoqele khona kusizwe.
Ye, ngiyalizwa baba, lokhu ukukhuphuka kwentengo ezeZimbabwe ezamafuta into ebuhlungu kakhulu, uyakwazi mnumzana, ngobana kokunye singamsola, uyabona singamsola the late president, kokunye esingeke sikhulume ngakho kathesi, but okusolwa ngabantu ukuthi ano wayengasilo qhawe, but xa sesifika kuzona lezi izinto ezifana lazona lezi no umongameli uMugabe wayekwanisa ukuzicontrola lezi zinto, but okwakathesi lokhu asakwazi ukuthi uhamba njani. Sesinezicabangela ukuthi kumbeni ukhwela kwenza into okwenzakala izinto lezi zabofiweli kwenziwa yikuthi maybe mhlazana bakhona bakahulumende abadla ngakho kumbeni belabo belawo ama-filling station, yikho sesikucabangela ngoba they don't control, abacontroli abalandaba bayazithulela nje izinto zikhwele namhla zikhwele kusasa.
So pho kwenziweni kula the state of the nation address? Ubona nuya wethula nomongameli kona.
Lokho siyinhlala yenza vele kulanto angayitho nje ngokukhwela kwezinto. Into azayikhuluma nje vele ikukhuluma khonoko ukuthi uvela cela nje ukuthi ama-sanctions akhitshwe watso esikhambela lamanga watso. So hayi vele kakula abantu esingayikhangelela enhle njengakhulunywa nguye. Amboni, maybe kungaba khona kuyabe sokutshintshile singaseyiyo ZANU-PF esiyaziyo, kodwa nxa iZANU-PF esiyaziyo kakula nto azayi-addressa nje etshengisa ukubana ingangenele ukhuphukeni kwezinto.
Hayi ke kuyazwakala, sibonge kakhulu Nkomo, ungathina kusasa baba. Yeah, so Mr. Nkomo is saying that, you know, so there may be some government affiliates or some people who are linked to the government that are benefiting from this economic chaos. So he says it will continue until things get out of hand. So he says this is very bad, you know.
Yes, sir. Let's take a caller. Hello, Mkoma Courtney.
Yes, Tete Nadra Gibbs. Maswera saying.
Taswera, Magadi.
I want to put it in the room. I want
to put it in the room. Taurea,
you think? Mangwana da ipo ndi president mangu tora chwana chimedi mazira po nda zamu zarema 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 ngo si ya im digital to im digital sikira kuposi ya uchamisa mangwana tona kuti zvinga 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 tadze kunaka here uma na vane zvinda kuti tambura redi
aiwa
ndo mbeka mero jara ku pari zviri kuzinda ko ndinga kuti kuti chindi pa mari ni forex ndo chema dari na mari zvezvi
manga mchi vabhadharisa mari mamchi vabhadharisa mari.
I got my full price bond, but man, that was a good idea. I got a shoe. No, I don't believe that. But I got my 200 grand in my room. Yes, as now me, I'm with a nice cooler. I would even if you need to play here. I would be budgeted because from Sasha and Tongan and Bashir. I thought I was
Mashoko Makuku to Andrad's movie and his over a canak. Thank you so much. We're hearing there from a caller who says he feels that tomorrow, instead of the address, the president should just say, I give up.
Let's bring in an economic expert.
You know, give up the power to the opposition, he says. But there's Simeon Banda who had asked me to say hello. He says we have a big fan on radio called Baba B. Ndevulani. Sakanzi Baba B ndevulani kana makateerera ndanzi ndikumhoresei na Simeon Banda. I hope kuti muri right kwa muri ikoko.
Yes. Let's bring in Mr. Joyce Ngwenya. Mr. Ngwenya, I think we are hearing people saying a lot of things here, and you're an expert in these economic things, issues. So looking at where the country is heading to, you know, are you happy that one day things will come right? The president is addressing the nation tomorrow. You know, give us your take on this.
Well, look, I listening to the colleagues and citizens, I want to call it the state of distress address, SODA, because this is supposed to be a speech of carnival proportions. The speech that brings hope and excitement and energy to the industry, and you know, but it always comes with bad tidings. So we really so distressful just thinking about it. So my humble opinion, guys, is that our president does not know the state of the nation. We don't know the inflation figures. We don't know the state of the foreign reserves in the Reserve Bank. We don't know the level of unemployment. We don't know how many companies are closing. We don't even know how many citizens are outside the country. So what state does, you know, who told him that information? Where does he get it from? So we are like just a space shuttle that is rushing to the space, and we are heading towards the black hole. And unfortunately, the citizens are right. This president tomorrow should simply say, look, you know, I want to thank you very much for supporting me, but I don't know what I'm doing, and I'm going to give up. But of course, we know that is not possible. So it is important for the president to be honest and say things as they are, that things are not in a good state. Zimbabweans should now prepare themselves for bad things to come. I don't see any light at the end of the tunnel.
How honest is a politician? Can he come out clean on the statistics in terms of, you know, the inflation rate and all those kind of things?
Look, this is why the taxpayers are paying Zimstats. They are paying, you know, the Reserve Bank governor. They are paying the Minister of Finance. These people are paid to say the facts as they are. Because even if you conceal the facts, there are so many sources, the IMF, Staff Monitoring Program, the World Bank, you know, the Zimcord, you know, there are hundreds of civil society organizations, think tanks, even Steve Anke, you know, at the university in Washington. The people know the facts. So if you are hiding the facts, you are controlling the facts, and they are the president, you are simply bringing your own name into disrepute, and nobody's going to trust you. So it's unfortunate that he's not going to say the fact, like the gentleman says, don't tell us that you are going to create jobs, you are going to sign more mega deals. Tell us how these deals have added quality of life to the Zimbabweans. Tell us how many jobs are being created. So I'm afraid that in our president is not going to be having the fact, and he's going to be telling more and more lies.
Thank you so much, and stay on the line. I think we've got a caller. Marvelous.
Hello, caller.
Yeah, I'm told to talk to Baba George. Hey, Baba George, what's your name, Baba?
I'm your turn, I'm going to
do. Yeah, it's my own George.
Mzizi, Baba.
Yeah, Mzizi, how would you go to when I'm going to work with Sibili? Ubona nkhamba njani sibaba?
Yes. Uzana tuwe ngombono wami ngibona ngani eZimbabwe lapha kulobunzima obukhulu kabi. Ngibona kulobunzima obukhulu kabi. Undodela ngibona athe sesesilweni ngibona ngani kuza mthatha isikhathe ukuthi ilungise leleni lizwe leliya.
Ucho ngani?
Ngoba ngathi ngiyakhangela kathesi ngizibuza ukuthi njengoba yabona umuntu umkhono wekhaya uyile. Ambona ukuthi uzakwanisa ukulungisa ngombono wami nje nxa ngiwubona.
Kula le State of the Nation Address kusasa, Baba Mzizi. Yazi State of the Nation Address isikhathi esiqakathekile kakhulu ukuthi umongameli atshele ilizwe ukuthi kambe kume njani. Khonapho uyabe sethula lokulalelwa ngabantu kwamanye amazwe. Uza kwethulani wona ngombono wakho?
Hey, mina ngombono wami ukuthulana indoda kula mazwe ngamlalela nje. Ambona ukuthi kulento engayithula nje ongalalelwa ngabanye abantu nje ngendlela abantu abayazi ngayo ilizwe leyo ukuthi le lime njani. Alila nto engibona ekuhamba kahle.
So
akula nto ongayitshela abanye amazwe nje abangamlalela yona umuntu kahle.
So uthi State of the Nation Address vele ayincedile ukuthi uvini lekhaya akusoze kuncedele lutho lokho.
Hayi, umbono wami vele ambona ukuthi ungancedani ngalapha.
Pho kumele kwenziweni, Baba Mzizi, kumele kwenziweni. Phela ilizwe ngelakho phela.
Ilizwe lelangelethu lelana uyazi ukuthi ngombono wami nje ngaliyani iphathi khona kuleyanngephathi le khona kuleyani ambona ukuthi kulelizwe nje noma bahamba bengapha emhlanganweni kanje wathe sadelese emelika khonale ambona ukuthi kulo mhlangano nje abangawekhuluma into ephinde iziwe ngabanye abantu nje kusabuse leyani iphathi ekhona leya yona le khona iphathi la ngaphandle singaze singaba ngcono nje singatshintsha iphathi kungenye iphathi nje engakhuluma noma kusemhlangano nje inqe ingakhuluma khona ungazwakala ilizwi labo lengazwakala not lesi kiyo kathesi le.
So wena
ngibona ukuthi khona ongayilalela liphathi le.
So wena kungathiwa lungisa ilizwe leZimbabwe, Baba Mzizi, uyayenzani ngakho?
Yebo baba.
Ungenzani ngakho?
Ubona mina ungathiwa lungiselela ilizwe leliyana. Ye, ngikwenye ngimele not ngikuphathi liyana ekhona lesekhaya ngikwenye nje iphathi nje. Ngaphuma nje phandle kwamazwe nje ngiyecela uncedo ngiyebiza nje ama-investors ukuthi bebuye ekhaya bezolungisa nje kathesi ngozumisa ama-investors kungale iphathi ekhona le kunzima kubantu okazi kathesi ungabe i-investi kwi-outside the country uyethola ukuthi yona ihulumende ibona ifuna 53% yona i-investi isiphuma lani 47% uyabona into zakhona ngeke zibalanse.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mfowethu, ungadinelwa kusasa.
Ngiyabonga
kakhulu. So he says the only solution to Zimbabwe is to get rid of the ruling party. Says you can do anything in life, but if ZANU-PF is still there, you're wasting your time. Nobody will listen to them. They'll do what they want, and then the country will go down.
Yes, let's take a look at what people are saying. Panopa Facebook page, Yeduye VOA, Shona Panesi Bangani, Ntlovarukuti, True Caller, Ronald Bamu, Arukuti, Anzi, President ED, wakundikana kutonga nyika ii. Itopfia niedu, Hilda Mkoman, Zimbabwe is not going anywhere with this government because the only solution is to give the resignation, that's all. Mkoma Simeon Nebanda ndo vangavari kukumbira vebe kutiti Moresa Shamwari yavo. Tafatava Moresa, vavati we big fan ye Studio 7, tava Moresa. Ronald Bamu. Anzi, ai washuri kuitwa nehurumende hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Pochi Kozho, anzi pakaipa varume nyika iyi yave kutyisa. Ukataura unofa, ukanyarara unofa, ukachema unofa. So he's saying he really doesn't know what to do. If you speak up, something is going to happen to you. If you don't speak up, something is going to happen to
and
you.
We've got a caller.
So he's literally saying, you know, this is what's going on.
He says you better shut up, right?
Yeah.
I think we've got a caller.
Hello, caller. Hello?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So I'm told we have got to rejoice Ngwenya. So, Baba Ngwenya,
mwakulwala. Kutiva Ngwenya, munoona pane chinobuda here. Pane zvichataurwa navamunangagwa mangwana. Tichinzwa zviri kutaurwa nevari kufona, vari kutaura mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika.
Kuti akutaura kuti munhu anogona kutaura anditi vakuru vakati muroma wedzi ari gwene negwizi asi chikondeso kuti pakuda chokwadi nekuti ukanyatsotarisa hurumende yacho havana zvavanoziva ukabvunza kuti vanhu vasina mabasa vangani havazivi ukabvunza kuti kumutengo wemari inflation havazivi kumari chaiyo maus dollar maforeign reserve ari mureserve bank mari havazivi mari iri kusecureta havazivi maindastry akavharwa havazivi saka ivo zvavanenge vachitaura munangagwa zvavanenge vataurwa navari kudywa nani saka kungotaura chovanoti vanhu vana vezimbabwe tatarisana nedambudziko kana kuti ndatadza basa ndomusiya kana kuti takutongoshinga takungorarama tangomirira kuti kuda mwari angatibatsira asi sekusemaone rangu handifungi kuti vachataura chinhu chinovaka nokuti havata hapana zvavanoziva
aiwa mashoko makuku to Gibbs.
Yeah, so Mr. Ngwenya, what's the solution to all this? There's one caller who said remove ZANU-PF.
No, look, I hear people talking about ZANU-PF resigning, and it's not going to happen. I mean, these guys have no conscience. They are going to keep on, regurgitating the same old lies they've been telling us, creating false stories, a facade of hope. So the Zimbabwean citizens, we now have to be prepared to do things for ourselves. If you're expecting Zesa in your house, you're not going to get it. Just go solar. If you're going to expect water, it's not going to come. Just go for a ball. If you're going, this is now the time to survive on your own. And I think we have lost faith in government, and we can no longer trust them. So anything they're going to say is going to be lie. It's time for own survival.
Yes, I was a colleague about Joseph Ngwenya. So we'll be getting to go to Esukubona, Kupuma Konamanje, Senator Kupuma Twitter, Minister of Information. Ikuti-ke bakhiphe umbiko okuthi ibandla leZANU-PF lohulumende balomuntu oyedwa onguyokhokhela ilizwe ngakho-ke nxa bebona ngokwenzakala ngama-properties eZANU-PF bathi-ke balungisa khonoko ukuthi le i-blue roof eyayingaphansi kwamongameli omoyi uRobert Mugabe iyahanjiswa-ke emulini yakhe so-ke lokhu kulandela-ke okwethulwe i-ZBC online ebike ukuthi hhayi-ke i-blue roof kukhanya ngazani-ke izathathwa yenziwe i-museum lingakuphambanisi lokhu phelele mausoleum andiyayikhumbula i-mausoleum ekhona ngale nesaeka so kuhambelani lokhu so lapho bathi bakwenza kube i-museum kodwa ngapha-ke information ministry to hatch lapha-ke there's only one center of power
we haven't heard that word in a very long time.
Center of power. So here is it. So it came out in a certain way.
Yes.
One principle, one president. Mr. Ngwenya, if ever one government is doing such kind of a thing, what's the impact of this economically on the lives of people, the economy itself, and everything, you know?
Well, look, I mean, this one center of power thing, you know, if there was one center of power, how is it that the proper center of power, which was meant to bury Mugabe, as Heroes Eka finally succumbed to the other centers of power. So it just simply shows you that we are being run by a government that is full of people that are contradictory, they are confused. There is no shared vision within ZANU-PF. And this is why the country is in what it is. This is why this is the only country in the world where fuel prices increase every Monday, like the London Stock Exchange. So this is the only country where citizens do not know which currency. We don't know whether it is RTGS or bonds. I mean, this country is supposed to be closed, to be shut down, and people reconfigure and reset. So we are in a state of what we are because we are being run by a government that is totally confused, and it's very unfair to the citizens of Zimbabwe.
Yeah, so akuchaya ngesinto sibili wanabona njani kona ukuthi abanye bathi i-blue roof ikumele ukuthi ithathwe libandla lenza lokufunayo lokhu kubikwa ke iZBC online ekhotha ke umnumzana Obed Mpofu kuzobuya ke i-Ministry of Information ikhuluma okwayo isiyale so ke kono kunxasikangela kuthoni
ukukhona ungazunandzelela ukuthi nxa umisimgabe esewaphumelela ukuthi athathe umkakhe ayimfihla ayimgcine ekhaya kutho ukuthi sezivele sephokuqala lohulumende akwethuthi ngobavele bathi bona izwi lana lakusekukamgabe ngiyezana u-p f so njengokubona kwami mina vele yikho okuzakwenzakala bazabaxotha khona le babatshele izizathu eziningi-ningi ye nxa izwi yezanu p f kayisetshenziswa kwizanu p f kodwa kuyasithengisela nje futhi ukuthi uhulumende wethu lo hhayi bayabhayiza abalungisanga izinto zabo kuhle yikho ilizwe lokuthi ingakhanya ngathi lokhu lihambe emadakeni sibuswa ngabantu abavele bephambana ingqondo.
Aiwa Gibbs, kutora kwa tatu kuita pane na urwa za tatu kubwa kuona padande mtande parizu nupanyaya imba yeva imbo wa mtunga miru wenyika wa Robert Mugabe kwa vai garane mzimai wavo ku Blue Roof. Tawona ZBC News Online ishitaura iyo mazgu ye kuti Zanu PF Secretary for Administration ava Obet Mpofu varu kuti ivo party ye Zanu PF iri kufunga iyo kuti imba iye Blue Roof itwe museum kana monument in chazo batira party. Tikaona Minister of Information ichiunzo zvinyorwa zvayo 1 hour ago ichiti both Zanu PF and the government are led by one principal president, one center of power yadzoka zvakare. Hanzi vamunangagwa vachaenderera mberi vachiita zvido zvemhuri yekwamugabe vachaenderera mberi vachitransfer zviri kuitika izvi. Saka Minister of Information yabva yauya ichitaurawo kuti iyo President Mnangagwa vachaenderera mberi nekuita matransfers apa. Saka tiri kuona pari kutatsurana apa Gibbs. There seems to be some kind of power play.
Another G40, eh?
I don't know.
I think we've got Mr. Dingmos Budi. He's a member of parliament. He comes from Plumtree. Welcome to the program, Mr. Budi. Basekulu, can you hear me? Mr. Dingmos Budi, can you hear me?
There's a call that just dropped.
Wote sitate ke uye ukai kumbo. Ye ukai kumbo kunjani? Halo kumbo, how are you?
Ngiyaphila mkozi yami kunjani kuwe?
Ngiyaphila kakhulu. Ufuna ukuma ngesiNdebele ngesishona kombisikiwo?
Hayi, ngilaye egoli mangisezweni labantu ngikhuluma into yabantu.
Mara khuluma ngesiZulu.
Ya. No, yazi ukuthi ngifuna ukuthini mfowethu? Ngibuka umhlaba esiphila kuwo wonke nje kungabukwanga iZimbabwe kuphela. Ubani o-ona ezomnotho vele? Ngoba ithi into kinomqondo emqondweni wami i-America ungayakhona ibuswa ngu-Donald Trump omanye umhlangano nawo oshona le. Kanti kwenziwa yini ukuthi yena angabi nazo iy'nkinga u-Donald Trump? Pho-ke manje ukuthi umhlaba ukona ngabawuphethe kulelo khona abakulo angiboni ukuba iqiniso eZimbabwe ukuthi into zilunge ngokwe-economy ngoba after that nakhona some problems will come in continue. There's no solution to planet Earth. Ngibuka ukuthi akukhulunywa nje iqiniso ngeyizanu kumbe ngu-MDC kumbe ngumtampara kumbe ubani abayokhothamela lo ona umnotho kuphela avumele umhlangano ungene ezweni kubeke nje impilo kuhlangana kusiya phambili ngoba ngifuna ukutshela mfowethu thina South Africa mina where the economy is far much better than Zimbabwe as we all know. Right?
Yeah.
Kuney'nkinga zakhona la ezinzima kabi ezingasuka umphansi. Ngibuza ukuthi mabe kuthi kuyiqiniso ukuthi eZimbabwe izani ihlele ukuthi ishaya abantu kanti labo bulala be-KZN bedubulana be-ANC waye kungavali umnotho wabo. Nala South Africa kuney'nkinga eziningi kune-state of inquiry lapha esola uzuma la egoli nayo iveze ezindaba ezinzima zabo ukuthi ma zingavele eZimbabwe. I want to believe opposition parties will then clap hands and say this is what we've been telling you. But the solution is never with the politics. Those politicians abaendi bayekhothamela usathane sathane afana imali abantu badule bonke
usathane ngophi lo ngophi usathane wangkola lo.
Usathane uwephetha imali uphela uba awubuza amakholo lapho uthi avele ebhayibhili afika afunde uMateyu usathane uthi kujesu zwana wena bawufuna ngukho umhlaba lo ngokugcwala kwawo uyabona lo mhlaba ugcwele kanjani usho usathane uthi usathane bawufuna nje ngukuphe ngikhothamela ungankhothamela ngizakuphi ujesu wala ukhothamela usathane wahlala umntakankulunkulu wazi wayo nahlele logo elilodwa nje qha. So ezimapwe nje mabefuna umkhono omuluni futhi nakhona ngekulunge it's not that impressive I know for a fact but ukuza kwenza kube ngcono ngokomkhono ngifuna ukustressa leyo point abakhothabela usathani abusa abantu afaka usathani kube nengozi lalobo bibobona kuphela la eSouth Africa abekhuluma mawungakwenza i-interview nabantwana abasevarsity abasevarsity abamasters eSouth Africa lapha ama college la
yes yakuzwa
you'll understand the corruption and the confusion the satanism that runs those institutions
hayi sesikuzwile baba hayi sikuzwile sibilisibonga kakhulu
ngizama nje ukuthi nje sivivanele ngithi there is no solution that will come from man solution to planet earth is when sin is done away with that one is the only solution okuna sana namadame that is the solution nakho that is the solution nami ngayivula iphathe eZimbabwe ngaye solution lo Jonas ngala solution
yeah thank you so much baba sibongile kakhulu yoga gumbo ungathini lokusasa baba sibongeleke sibili kakhulu mnumzana lapha he says if you want to have money you have to look somewhere else and not you know these good things about politicians. So now I think Mr. Dingmozi Phuthi is back. Mr. Phuthi, welcome to the program. Hello Baba Phuthi, uyangizwa? Baba Phuthi, uyangizwa kumbe awungizwa? Yeah, his line is really bad. So
kwazisa vari pano tina Godfrey Chiro Chierwa ari kuti please call me vaisa number dzavo po Chikozho vari pano vari kunyoro vari pano Simeon Banda Andrew Beverly Godfrey Chiro Chierwa atinyora zvakare tinotenda vese vari pa live feed yedu pari zvino uyezve kune avo gogo vanata vari kuti anzi ED akataura mangwana mark my words vanhu vanovhunduka ka saka ndokutaura kuri kuita gogo vanata kuti vanhu vachavhunduka mangwana pachataura vamunangagwa asi tinotenda vese vari pa live feed yedu pari zvino uyezve vangwenya kana muchiripo panhare
ndiripo
tombotarisa zvatiri kuona zviri kuitika izvi panyaya yekuti ZBC inoburitsa zvimwe Ministry of Information yoburitsa zvimwe chii chiri kumboitika apa
so zvinongoratidza kuti vanhu vachawana kurongeka tongorangira kamba mazuva ainzi vamugabe vachavigwa kunational hero seka vamwe voti aiwa vanoenda kumusha vamwe voti hamheno vanoenda kupi zvinongoratidza kuti pava nekupokana nokusanzwisisana pakati pevanhu vanotonga kana imba yechinhu ndeyezano hazvichamisi kuti vampofu vari kutoita vacho vari kuti aiwa imba iyo hatakutoitora nekuti vazvidziva kaditi vangaida kuti center of power yacho vange vachiti vamugabe ngavaende kuhero seka vari kuvakirwa museum zvaramba saka hanzi matizvidza matituka saka ndotoona fanika zvirikutaurwa vampofu ichokwadi nekuti vagumbuka nokuti mai mugabe vateedzera zvavanoda havana kuteedzera center of power inoyavamunaga wezanu pf
bata henyu makadaro mukoma Godfrey makadii
nofara here fiziki
mongoti gaga nguva yedu yadyanana ndimi kola wedu wekupedzisira
okay hai ndongoona zvangu sekuti zvaakuitwa izvi nehurumende yedu zvatozvekudzvanyiriri zvekuti waakutora zvimwe zvinhu zvawaakutora kutanzi zvinofanira kuita zvehurumende handi aipersonal property here
aiwa ichokwadi mhenu kana muine zvekutaura zvakare pamusoro pekukwira kwemafuta tibva tapedzisa
ya inyandiko zvangu kuzimbabwe zvangu ndirikungonzwa zvangu kuti mafuta akwira nhasi asi zvacho zviri kuangira kuoma manjizi
aiwa tinobonga mashuma mukoma muve nezuva rakanaka
ya tinotenda
bye-bye. Gibbs, our caller there was just commenting on the last information we shared from ZBC and from the Ministry of Information. So he was saying, but what they're trying to do is not right because that property should be belonging to the Mugabes. And then he's just saying, yeah, the situation of the, you know, hiking fuel prices disturbs him, much. Even if he's not in the country.
Yes. And sorry, we're out of time. We have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening. Independent political and economic commentator Michael Ndiweni, former Member of Parliament Joseph Chuma, and independent economic commentator Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya. We thanks also to our listeners and viewers who joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. Join us again tomorrow. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Papa Zimbabwe.
Aiwa tinotenda vese vari pa live feed yedu pa Regional Bowers Jaya Guru arti vanhu vari kushupika tete. Thank you very much totenda vese vari ku live stream anezu mozi azvokuita zvinyai pakanzi share. Ini ndini Marvelous Mhlanganya huye ndiri muno mu Washington.